We're in Siman Tov Mem Ches, Siv Gimel. Yesterday we saw the Shulchan Aruch, who said that if you sell your chametz to a non-Jew and it's removed from your house before Pesach, then even though the Jew knows the non-Jew and he knows that he's going to give it back to him after Pesach, that's still considered to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that he quotes the Achronim, who say that it doesn't need to be that the non-Jew doesn't live in the house. It could be the non-Jew lives in the same house as the Jew. It could be your housekeeper or something like that you sell it to. But it has to be that the non-Jew removes the house from the Jew's house. That's what's most important. But again, the non-Jew himself can live in the house. The Mishnah Berurah says it can't be that it's actually a slave or somebody that's actually owned by the Jew, but a housekeeper who's not actually owned by the Jew is just paid, so then that's going to be okay. The chametz has to leave the house, but the non-Jew doesn't actually have to be outside of the house. So the poskim discuss what happens if you clean the house very well. You make sure that you take all the chametz out of your house. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you should still do mechiras chametz just to make sure that there's no chametz around or anything that you forgot about or something like that. So you should still do mechiras chametz maybe on crumbs or something like that. But you should still do mechiras chametz even if you think you've removed all the chametz from your possession. And Rav Yashiv says that as well. Whereas Chavis Or Litzion says that a person who got all the chametz out of their house, so it's better not to do mechiras chametz, because since any chametz that you sell, you're not going to do bittel on, maybe there's a concern that you'll think that you sold it, and you're not going to do bittel on kazayis of chametz that you actually do have. So machlokes poskim, whether one should do mechiras chametz, even if they think they got rid of all their chametz. Mishnah Berurah continues and says that the Achronim say that someone who has a lot of chametz, and it's impossible for him to get it all out of his house, so then he can sell the area that he's keeping the chametz in. So if he's keeping it in a specific room, or keeping it in specific cabinets, or something like that, so then he can sell that specific area, and it's like now it's outside of the house, but he has to make sure that when he sells the room, he does it with a kinyan kesef along with a kinyan shtar. The Mishnah Berurah says if he's afraid to do a kinyan shtar, because he's afraid that maybe the guy is going to keep the chametz, all of the chametz, there's going to be a tremendous hefsid, so then he can make a condition that the kinyan kesef works without the kinyan shtar, and do it like that. Also, when you do this, so you have to make sure that you give the key of the room to the non-Jew. The non-Jew has to have actual access to the room that the chametz remains in, because otherwise it's a clear joke, and then it won't be okay. And it's definitely an Isser Gomer, says the Mishnah Berurah, to put a lock on it or something like that, so that the guy can't get in. Then it's clear that the whole mechira is a joke, and for sure, it won't be okay. So we said you could sell the room. To rent the room to the non-Jew, the Baach says that doesn't work, because a Nachri who rents it doesn't have a king and a guf on the actual room, just has the ability to use the room. The cheder, the room doesn't actually belong to him, so therefore it's not going to be okay. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, says the Chazon Ish, where you can't sell your house to a non-Jew because of the Isser of Lo Sechani. And even a Mechira Lizman, if you sell it just for a short period of time, Chazon Ish says that that's still going to be Isser also, because it's a complete Mechira, and it's Isser Mishum Lo Sechani. So that is the opinion of Chazon Ish, that you can't actually sell the room. You can only sell the chametz. You can't sell the room to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. When you do sell the room to a non-Jew outside of Eretz Yisrael, so the Divrei Malkiel says that you should put up a mezuzah again afterwards, because since during Pesach the room actually belonged to the non-Jew, so it was pater from the mezuzah. So now you need to put the mezuzah up again. So selling a room is going to be a little problematic with these halachas. You need to be aware of that. So one should follow what the Rav says about the best way to sell the chametz. The entire concept of selling chametz, which we do, still, since there are some who question the concept of selling chametz, if it's really, even when it's done kedin, with all the kinyan that you're supposed to do, there are the Bechor Shor, the Machzor Shekel, question the whole concept, as it's clearly harama, because you know you're going to get the chametz back. So the minhag of the Chazon Ish was not to rely on mechiras chametz on a be'en, on actual chametz, as it said in the Maaseh Rav in the Vilna Gaon, Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well said a Yari Shemaim shouldn't do Mechiris Chametz on Be'en, on actual Chametz, only on a Tarovis, on a mixture of Chametz. But Shlomo Zalman said that they shouldn't spread this around in Paskin like this, because then people are going to come to question the Mechiris Chametz that people have been doing for generations. This is what the Chasam Sofer says as well, that Kvar Nagu, it's been the minhag of many to do Mechiris Chametz, and one should not question the whole concept of Mechiris Chametz, because it's minhag Yisrael. So if one wants to be machmir for themselves, that's fine, but one shouldn't spread around to other people that they should not be doing it. If there's a company that sells chametz, and the people aren't shomer Torah mitzvos, but they sell their chametz just because they want to have the hashgacha, and they themselves continue to eat chametz, or Rav Yashav says that... Rav Yashav says that this mechira doesn't actually work. It's clear trickery if the people themselves are still eating chametz. So he says that you should write in the contract that it's being done, the sale is being done, alpich, the laws of the country, and then it would be okay. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on the other hand, says that the minhag is fine and the mechira works, even if his kavana is just to get the hashgacha, it's okay because dvarim shebleivin am dvarim, and we don't pay attention to what he's thinking in his heart. Or Moshe Feinstein discusses companies that sell their chametz but then continue to do business with that very chametz, whether that's considered to be a valid sale or not.